Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 16th day of Nisan, Tavshin Pei Beis, the second day, Pesach. Masech de Kloim, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Dalad. This Mishnah continues the theme of the previous one, and it's going to tell us that a fruit tree is much more lenient than a non-bearing fruit-bearing tree in terms of having a vine draped over it. One who drapes a vine over some of a part of a fruit-bearing tree. It is permitted to sow other things under the area of the tree, the fruit tree, that has not got any branches draped over it. The reason being is because a person is not mevatel a true fruit tree for a vine. He wouldn't leave it subservient to the vine, and therefore it's not considered like a trestle that the balance of which you're not allowed to sow under. V'im hilecha chodosh, and what happens if some of the new branches of that fruit-bearing tree extended over the whole tree, yachzerenu, then you simply put back the new branches that have grown, push it back to the place where it was originally draped. There's a machlokes how to understand here as to whether he had actually sown the seeds yet or not. The Rambam learns, yes, he's already sowed the seeds or other varieties underneath that area of the fruit tree which did not have any vines yet growing, and the vines eventually stretched over it. Doesn't matter, just push it back into the original area where he draped it over, where there's nothing growing underneath. And that'll be fine. And there won't be also the things that have been sown underneath that empty area or the area of which doesn't have the vines now. Others learn, we're not talking about a case where he had already sowed the vegetables or the crops, but we're talking about one who wants to sow under those branches that don't have the grapes or the vines draped over them. Even though they have grown and gone further and now covered the whole tree, can he push them back? Yes, you can. And then you can sow underneath that area of the fruit tree that doesn't have any branches on it. Now, this is a special halacha that applies to fruit-bearing trees. It would not apply to an ilon srak that we talked about in the previous Mishnah. An ilon srak, a non-fruit-bearing tree, it won't help just to push back the newly grown vines, because a ilon srak, a non-fruit-bearing tree, a person would tend to be mevatlet to the geffen, and it's considered like a trellis. With a fruit tree, it's different. With a fruit tree, you just push it back, and that's a good enough demonstration that it's not bottled to the vine. Maisa, there was a story, Shahalach Rabbi Yeshua, Eitzel Rabbi Yishmael, Likvar Aziz. Rabbi Yeshua went to Rabbi Yishmael, to this village, and Behero, Rabbi Yishmael showed Rabbi Yeshua, Geffen, Mudlal, Mekzastena, a vine that was draped over part of a fig tree. Omaloi, and Rabbi Yishmael then asked him, well, what can I do? Can I introduce seed underneath the area of the balance of the fig tree, which doesn't have any vines draped over it? Omaloi, Rabbi Yishmael responded, Mutter, yes, it's permitted, in line with what we've just been learning. A person does not mevatel a fig tree for a vine. He doesn't make it subservient to the vine. And afterwards, Rabbi Yishmael took him up to a place called Beis Maganya, a place near Kfar Aziz, and he showed him Geffen Shuhu Mudla, Mushehi Mudla, Al Mikzas Hakura Vesadan Shal Shikma, a vine that was draped partially over a kura, over the thick branches, Vesadan is the trunk of a shikma, of a wild fig tree. Now, the wild fig tree has very thick, good thick branches, which we call koiras, they call them beams, because they would use them for making beams for buildings. The trunk would be called the sud in the air, like an anvil. The vine was draped over part of one branch of the shikma, part of one branch of the shikma, of this wild fig tree. Uvoikeras harbe, and in the shikma, on this wild fig tree, there were plenty of thick branches that had nothing, that had no vine over draped over them. Omalei, Rabbi Shaw said to Rabbi Shmuel, the following is the halacha. Tachsa kerezoyosa, under this actual branch, where the vine is draped over partially, Don't sow even under the area of the branch that has not yet the vine over it. As we said before, because it's not a, because it's part of one branch that's under the Korah. So even though it hasn't covered the whole Korah, don't sow under all of it. But Vahasha or Muta, under the rest of the branches, inverted by commas, we call them beams, because they make beams out of these branches. Under the rest of the branches, it is permitted to sow. Why? Because on this shikma, on this wild fig tree, each koira, each thick beam is considered like a tree on its own. Now, according to the Rambam, he understands our Mishnah that the reason is because the shikma, wild fig tree, is considered a food tree. It's considered ilan machal. And therefore, the same thing will apply with any food tree. That the branch that has the vine draped over it, you're not allowed to sow underneath it. But it's and you're not permitted to sow anywhere other than under the other branches. You can sow under the other branches. Says Mishnah Hay. Well, we just learned in Mishnah Gimel that two Mishnahs ago that if a person drapes a vine over part of a non-fruit bearing tree, it's also to so under the balance of that tree, because it has a din like trestles, where it, as the vines are starting to stretch, you can't sow under any part of that trestle. How do you define a non-fruit bearing tree or an ilan srak? And here we'll see three different opinions. Ezo ilan srak. What's considered an ilan srak, which we said before is more strict than a normal fruit bearing tree, and therefore even under the part that has no part of the tree that has no vine draped over it, you can't sow anything underneath it. Says the Tanakhama, kol she'enoi osa peros. Any fruit, any tree that doesn't produce fruit, full stop. A tree like that, person would be readily, would be quite ready to do, be mevatla to the vine. Yeah, person would be ready to make it subservient to the vine. And therefore we have that strictness about Ellen's rack. And that's the halacha, like this Tanakhama. Rabbi Meir says, no. He says, Akol ilan srak. Everything is considered ilan srak, is considered non-fruit-bearing tree. And people would be ready to mevatel to the fig tree. Chutz min azayis vateino, except the olive tree and a fig tree. They have a special chashivus, special importance, and they're not bottled automatically to the vine. And therefore, if the vine started to stretch over them, then you can sow in under the rest of the vine or under the rest of the olive, but the fig tree. Under the olives or the fig tree. They have a special chashivas. They're considered fruit-bearing tree. Everything else is considered non-fruit-bearing, inverted commas, compared to them. And the strictness of Ilan Strak that we've been learning before applies. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol she'ein kamoyu noitin sarez shlemais, any type of tree, fruit tree, where they would only sow it in fields, but not singly, that's considered an elstrak. That's considered a tree that a person would be mevatlet to his vine, and you have to be more strict. But anything that they sow or plant in field, complete fields of it, complete fields of apple trees or orange trees, they're considered ilonas, they're considered chashuvim, they're considered important. And a person would not be mevatlam automatically to his vine. However, as we said, halacha is like the Tanakhama, that a tree that does not produce fruits, that's called an ilan srak, and it's bottled to the gefen. All trees, however, other than that, any tree that produces fruits is not going to be bottled to the gefen, to the vine.